So I'm going to start pretty deep here, but bear with me. Truth. What is it? And what do we mean when we talk about it? It is, I know, a deeply philosophical question, but its practical implications for these times in which we live is without question. In fact, it might be accurate that we are living in a time of an existential crisis of truth, and so of trust. Claims of truth and falsehood abound. Conspiracy theories, paranoia, wild assumptions, alternative facts, fake news. We are surrounded in a mess of claims. Perhaps abetting these claims is the mass of information available everywhere. The internet abounds in information. Many of us sit quietly soaking in the information that is fed to us through search engine and marketing algorithms. What we read, what we research online, can soak in as truth when it might not actually be true or be that true. I will be the first to admit that I somehow trust the research done by unknown authors with unknown credentials and unknown accountability. It's called Wikipedia. Somehow I am comfortable trusting their words as truth. There's also, from what I understand, the unregulated dark internet. Who knows what information is shared there? Unaccountable and unquestioned. The presidential debates are full of truth claims, and they are also full of character attacks, which often become confused with truth claims. Thank goodness for the fact checkers who corroborate what is said during the debate with related facts. I have heard, follow your truth, and that is my truth. But what happened to our truth, to shared reality and facts, some collective base of truth from where we can engage each other? By saying these things, I'm not ready to throw up my hands and suggest that there is no truth at all, or no way of knowing it. I am simply suggesting, and my experience is, that truth can be very hard to uncover these days. Indeed, during times, it is perhaps more important than ever to acknowledge the sources of our information, the assumptions that we draw from them, and the truth claims that we make from them. In John's Gospel reading today, Jesus seems to be making a truth claim. Jesus talks about who are true disciples. If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, he says, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. If you abide in my word, like the Greek might be translated, or later, if Jesus' word functions in your life, then you are truly disciples. But what does Jesus mean by this? If you abide in my word, you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. His fellow Jews rely on their heritage to disagree with Jesus. They make a truth claim of their own. They are already freed because Abraham is their father. Somehow forgetting that Yahweh freed them from Egyptian bondage, these Jews in this passage say, "We have never been slaves to anyone. Why then would we need to be freed?" I am sympathetic to the Jews in this passage. They are questioning Jesus' claim, his authoritative assertions, and his claims to some greater identity. And indeed, there may have been many Jewish and Jewish Christian communities making truth claims of all kinds during these times. It was tumultuous, and it was difficult to know who to trust. Whatever Jesus meant at the time, and how this differed from other claims to truth at that time, are ultimately a work of deep study, of deep faith, and of deep accountability to one another. Without this work and humility, the words can and have taken on a meaning of their own. Divorced from context, the legacy of John's treatment of Jews has had dire consequences. And here is one trouble with truth. Disagreement and conflicting claims can be devastating. Martin Luther freed followers of Christianity from a church that forgot its place and abused its power. But his words and later violent writings against Jewish people, based on a theology of justification by faith alone through Christ, had devastating consequences thousands of years later. The Nazi would use Luther's words in their own attempts at genocide, and they likely used biblical passages as well. But our own times are no different. Claims of truth matter. The Reformation was astonishing, a movement of deep freedom. But it was not entirely so. Truth is a dangerous thing. So where does this leave us? You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. In one of the commentaries that I read for this passage, the word know here is akin not to cognitive knowledge, but to relationship. And free is freedom from all oppressive powers. So you shall be in relationship to the truth, and in this you shall be free. Somewhere in the context of mutual relationship lies freedom. I don't necessarily want to reduce measures of truth just to relationship, but I do wonder if it plays a vital and important role. If you abide in my word, Jesus says. And the prophet Jeremiah reminds us, I will put my law within them. I will write it on their hearts. And I will be their God, and they will be my people. It is a covenant of relationship, of abiding. Perhaps a personal analogy here. In the years that my now spouse Jasmine and I were in couples counseling, we've come up against many a disagreement. And one of these has to do with finances. My opinion, conviction, or truth claim, I'm not sure which noun fits best, is that it is wise to spend a little and save a lot. Jasmine's conviction, however, is that money is to be accumulated and then spent or given often. We disagree forcefully. And perhaps I might successfully argue that being fiscally conservative is a wiser option for living well. But I'm guessing that this argument wouldn't be the key to a happy marriage. And I'm likely to change my fiscally conservative mind when it comes to purchases like books or good beer. The ongoing work of our life together, and per the wisdom of a trained professional, is to see the values behind these convictions or claims. We've been able to name over time that Jazz sees money as a tool for generosity and enjoyment of life. And I see it as a tool for safety and security. We have been able to see how these are both important and perhaps even complementary values for a shared life. However strongly we believe our particular financial stances, our relationship shapes these stances into something altogether different. Truth claims matter, but so does our responsibility to truth. To honestly acknowledge our sources, to risk being wrong in our claims, to admit that many claims and much knowledge is ultimately finite and broken, because we as humans are. But is also to courageously name truth where it has been overlooked or ignored. This is the mess and responsibility of human life. We hold these truths to be self-evident, risk the authors of the Declaration of Independence. By writing it, they risk being wrong, and indeed they may be, but also they risk relationship. The gospel message for today speaks of truth and freedom that comes somehow from abiding. Whether we have a hold of God or not, God has us. The law is written on our hearts. Whether we understand fully or not who Christ is, Christ has us. We are claimed. And we are thus freed in our searching, knowing and unknowing, our confusion and our clarity. We are free to be in mutual relationship with one another, despite our disagreements. We may not have a full understanding of God, but God certainly has us. Amen. You are welcome to join us in the hymn of the day.